All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
97.1, just finishing connecting with Tom Izzo, and we will get him on with us in a moment or two. We'll get the ticket text in a second. We got a lot to talk about. I'll try to fit it all in. Yes, a little bit of an odd day-to-day. Yankees-Tigers at a weird start time of 6:36. I don't know why. That doesn't help anybody in New York to have a game at 6:30. So we will go to 6:09. So that's why this worked out. We're not cutting off crosstalk or any nonsense there by getting this in. Yes, Mike. All right. So a lot to do. And just a pretty damn strong day for us today. Nice to cap it off with Tom Izzo. And let's just go right to it. Boy, oh boy, you had a hell of a good weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, the weather was nice.
Yeah, please.
And the games were really good.
Please.
But how you doing, Mike?
I'm great, Tom. Honestly, it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. But that day, and it was funny. I thought about it last night, and it was a year ago when I talked to you. You know, right about this time. That was probably the low. I mean, you sounded absolutely shot. And a year later, this run, this team, you're here. I feel like this means more to you, that this is elevated in a sense. Is that fair?
Well, I'm hoping it elevated everyone. You know, we've had a lot of things to overcome, and I think these guys have done a lot. And even look at this year with all the injuries, and you know, it's kind of brought us closer together. It's been a fun group to be around. You know, it doesn't mean that. You're not driving all the time, and they're not working hard all the time. But it's just been I use the word well connected, Mike. It's I've had a lot of teams that got along good, you know, and I talked to a lot of the former players and today even, and you know, I can't say to them they get along better than you guys got along, because that wouldn't be true. But for some reason, this connection, you know, when Nick got hurt, you know, Tillman and. And Goins just seemed to connect when McQuaid got hurt early, you know, it all of a sudden Kyle Arns and Cassius, and then Josh went down, and you know, there just seemed to be some connections that I think people realized, listen, we're not gonna win unless we do all the things right, and you're not ever gonna be perfect. We always search for that, never gonna happen. But I think this group has learned that we do have a small margin for error and still do. But that makes everybody live up to what they got to do, and it's been awesome.
When Nick got hurt the first time, and this, you know, I know your affinity for talk radio. Maybe this is another dumb opinion by me, but I when Nick got hurt the first time, it seemed like it launched Xavier and his development, and it just created this new thing that Xavier had become, this true X factor. Is it crazy to suggest that it was a blessing in disguise, that now we look back at it and you go, okay, now I know Xavier's capable of even more?
Well, I think two things about that. Number one, you know, I think we do forget sometimes, because Nick is a little different in some ways. But, you know, Mike, he was averaging 21 a game early in the Big Ten. Then it went down to 18 a game. And then he got hurt a little bit. And he got in foul trouble one game, so he didn't play as many minutes, and dropped his average a little bit. Ended up at 17, I think, right when he went down. And I mean, that's a lot of points and 7-8 rebounds in 25 minutes. But I do think that X, who was fine with it either way. I mean, I almost started X. Just the problem with Nick right now is his conditioning a little bit, but he's. He's coming back around. I think it would be an awesome Final Four if we could get, you know, Nick, Kenny, and X all rotating like we did a few times, mm-hmm. because they can play together too. So, yeah, I gave X some confidence because he had to play, but I'm not sure I'd call it a blessing, because I think the other night, you know, Nick was dynamite that first half, then he got in a little foul trouble, then the next night he scored some baskets, and he can occur down there. And so I'm hoping to be able to work them in, because it's not going to change anybody's playing time as much as it will, you know, if we get in foul trouble and things like that.
At what point did you start to look at this team not just being tough, or, okay, this team's got a little bit of mental toughness, but, like, this team's all time for you mentally tough?
Yeah, you know, it took a while, Mike. It really did. I just said to myself, it was amazing how resilient they were, you know, and it was almost like, I think I told the story that I had a big meeting at 7 or 7:30 in the morning after Nick went down that night, and we found out he was going to be out. I just wanted to rally the troops, and I said, I think I had a meeting. I didn't know if it was more for me or for the players, but when we talked, it was like, Coach, you know, let's go, man. We're going to keep rolling. You know, when Josh went down, I mean, it was a tearful event, but it was like, Coach, you know, let's just keep going. That's the players. That's not me. They did their job. They believe in each other. McQuaid has been a great leader. Josh has been a great leader, and Cassius has turned himself into a great leader. But he's still the guy that stirs the drink and makes everybody better, and they all respect, but I think more importantly, trust what Cassius says or what Cassius does, and that's because he shares the pill so well.
Well, I mean, it's a great example too. Is, I mean, everybody knows the 1-11, now 2-11, and it's the best feeling, 2-11 on the planet. But at 30 at 30-21, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going, and I can't say what I said, but it was, oh, something. It's happening again. You call the timeout. These guys show up, champions answer, 13-0 run into the half. What went on in that? Go ahead.
Yeah, that was where the game was won, if you ask me. And I guess I got a wonderful sense for the obvious when you look at it that way. But that's the difference, you know. It's like the night before. I remember that team went on a little run there two nights before, and I didn't call a timeout, you know. I don't know why. They're probably reading me better. I'm reading them better. But in that timeout, I said, you know, we quit doing what got us there. We were rebounding the daylights out of the ball. We were defending really well and cutting out, so we were rebounding on the offensive end and not letting them rebound in the other end. Boom, 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 and then we didn't get back once, and they hit a three. But it wasn't like, you know, we had played pretty good for most of that time, and they just went on a little minute-and-a-half stretch. And so that's, you know, I said we got to make some shots, but we got to get back to what got us there, and that was the defending and rebounding, and they did a better job. We rebounded better. We got a couple fast break buckets. The Cash took over for a little bit, and it was awesome.
Now, when you drew up the play, I thought, what was it, a lobbed X originally, and then Zion sinks down, and you kick it out to Kenny. I mean, Kenny.
Well, what happened was, you know, and Cassius, he deserves credit for that too. So maybe he played the game, coached the team. I don't know. But, you know, we've got a couple things, and they were so hard on him. Every time he came off a ball screen, they were doubling him. So we decided to we call it a horn special play, and we used Cassius as the screener to free Kenny. But then we had another pick coming from Xavier to get it to Cassius. So we had different options, and if they slipped up on Cassius, which we thought they might, we were throwing a lob to Xavier. So it was a three-prong play. Just happened the first part was open, and give Cassius credit. He got a great screen. And Kenny kept telling me, I'm going to knock one down, Coach. I kept telling him, well, would you do it sooner rather than later so I don't have to go home?
Yeah, please.
And he did.
Now would be the time. No, I mean, it was. It's one of those moments. You know, I'm sure at some point you'll be at the cottage looking back and going, yeah, that's one of the five. I mean, as a fan my whole life,
it
was crazy. And it couldn't happen to a nicer kid. So it was really an all-around win. The last play on the inbounds, now it's becoming famous that Xavier gave Cassius this wacky look and says, go long. But my question is, when they showed you, you looked like you were in complete disbelief at what had just taken place. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that is not the way that was drawn up.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a sideline out of bounds to get it in. But Xavier, I mean, I saw it on film. He really did do that. And there, maybe it's back to my word, there was a connection between the two. And he saw, I think he overheard somebody say, you know, watch him going to the baseline or something. And he just kind of, he gave him a almost a wink. I mean, it was amazing. I looked at it on film and I said, wow, that really happened. And then when it went over his head, I was in disbelief because I said, there's nobody can catch him. Then I got mad at Cassius in the locker room because I said, you had Zion chasing you, and you were outrunning him. Where was that speed all year? You know,
where the hell was like, that the first 4 months?
Yeah, where the hell was that? I asked McQuaid. You know, I've been with you 4 years, and all of a sudden your dunking went over two people. I said, where the hell was that?
Hey, he's throwing down a one-hander like Clyde Drexler. I go, this kid's been here for 4 years. I go, where the hell was that?
That's exactly what I asked him after the game. So I'm glad you feel the same way I did. But it was... you know, it was maybe the games like that bring out the best in guys, and Cassius did have a burst, and Xavier gave him credit on the connection, and Matt made not only that play, but that acrobatic horse play that he made, you know, so, you know, you got to play above your level if you're going to win big games in some ways, and I thought we didn't shoot it great. We didn't rebound it great, but we didn't turn the ball over, Mike, and that has been a nemesis for us. And we had two games where we had seven in each game. We got 70 shots up last night. If we shoot our normal 49%, man, you know, we could have really done some damage. But give due credit, too. I mean, they're a hell of a team, and Zion's a hell of a player.
Well, listen, I'm being told Mex is asking us to wrap. I'll catch up with you. We'll get this podcast in the can. I know you got a million things to do.
That's because you're old neighborhood guys, you neighborhood guys, but I appreciate that. We still got to do that other thing pretty soon here.
We'll get it done.
All right, man, and I appreciate it. And
we'll talk soon.
Keep pulling for us this weekend.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Tom Izzo, appreciate it. All right, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.